Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
You know, D'Amico always says, swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do. Everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Four.
It is the entirely subjective, through the eyes of me and Seth, Circle of Swarm. We do it every Friday at this time. It is largely a nod to past performance with a skewing towards most recent performance, the Cowboys game, with a bit of a look ahead to guys we are hoping swarm this weekend against the Tennessee Titans. Again, it's subjective. Me and Seth, we each pick three. There can be no more than six in the circle.
A lot of you are going to be angry. Yep. Just brace yourself right now, because there's always this week especially, because there was a pretty swarm-like performance out of a lot of guys last week. You guys are going to be angry. So just brace yourself.
Brace yourself.
And then lash out.
Yes. Lash out on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-46. And people are already weighing in. I'm not going to read the texts till afterwards, because I don't want to skew the view on this whole thing. But Seth, the honor is yours, Your Honor. You go first.
Okay. Well, I can't. The swarmiest performance was Jalen Petrie. Okay. I mean, look, anytime you make a beautifully clean legal hit and get flagged for it because the officials watching think, oh, surely that wasn't legal. You can't do that. Not in this country, my friend. So Jalen Petrie, good job. He's a kidney snatcher.
Jalen Petrie's been showing up, man. He had the big interception right before the half against the Colts a few weeks ago. He had the big deflection for the Jimmy Ward interception at the beginning of the Lions game in week 10. And then in this game against the Cowboys, man, he was swarmy as hell. He had a bad penalty call on the big hit over the middle.
Yeah.
And then of course he had the forced fumble on the play that really clinched the game for the Texans.
Yeah, and that was the most fun. That's so much fun to watch on rewind, just because he comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That offensive lineman, his whole world changed so quickly from he sniffed glory to like he was brought back down to earth immediately on that, because Jalen Petrie hit him so hard.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Well,
that's
when you know you made a big play, is when after the game, the head coach is literally saying things like, yeah, Guyton shouldn't be doing that. He's going to learn from this and never, ever do that again.
Oh, like, McCarthy saying that.
McCarthy saying it about Guyton, the tackle, trying to run with the football. And Jalen Petrie made him pay for it. It was cool.
Good job, Jalen Petrie.
Good job, Jalen
also,
Petrie.
Also, in that game, too, very swarm-like. Early in the game, remember, he missed that tackle on CeeDee Lamb?
Yes.
He took a poor angle on it. And then later in the game in the almost the exact same situation, took the right angle, adjusted. Like, he's really worked on his tackling. It's just cool to watch him come into his own. It's been fun to watch.
It's been great because he's a great dude. And Nick Caserio, we'll hear from Caserio on Petrie at the top of the hour. Like, the way he gushes about kind of what Petrie means, his energy means inside the building was really cool to hear yesterday. All right, my first pick, I think equally an easy one coming off of that Cowboy game, and I would say really coming off of the entire season, but of late, just Derek Stingley Jr. has been awesome. I thought he was the best player on the field on Monday night. Had an interception, probably could have had two more. I thought his best play, I thought it at the time, I thought it after the game, and I've seen a lot of people, even Nick said this on Texans All Access, that the best play that Stingley made, or maybe the play that showed off just why he's built different, was the tackle he made on that CeeDee Lamb crosser early in the second half on third down. It was a third down play where Stingley was manned up on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb got a little bit of separation on a crossing route, and Stingley was able to close and tackle. If he didn't make that tackle, you're talking about the chains moving. You're talking about a big chunk play in a game that's 17-10 at the time. Cowboys get a little something going and maybe go down and score, and it's a different game. Instead, the Texans get off the field, and the Cowboys go three and out. So Stingley's an easy choice for me on this one.
Sam Warren from the Chronicle did a nice breakdown of Stingley's game.
Yeah.
One of the stats that jumped out was very impressive. Over the course of the last four games, Stingley has allowed 5 catches for 41 yards on 20 targets.
He's been awesome, man.
With 6 passes defensed and an interception in that time. So it's been a really good month for Derek Stingley.
On national TV, by the way. You know, when the honors roll around at the end of the year, these two games on national TV for Stingley.
And Sauce Gardner is widely being held up as one of the faces of the Jets falling apart. Is that Sauce Gardner isn't playing as well. He's making business decisions all over the field. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Stingley's going to make a Pro Bowl this year, I think, man. I think he is if he stays healthy. Your turn.
Oh, it's my turn
already?
Your
turn. Yeah, it's your turn already.
Okay, so you...
it's Petrie and Stingley.
Yeah. I went with Petrie.
Yep.
We're staying defense heavy here because I have to go with Danielle Hunter.
Yep, that's
so,
next on my list.
Danielle Hunter, who has been leading the league in pressures based on NFL Next Gen stats, which is cool. I don't trust that stat service that much. The one that I really like, ESPN pass rush win rate on edge players. He's second right now, but he's first if you exclude people who currently don't have a tibia or a fibia. Aiden Hutchinson is first in the league, followed by Danielle Hunter.
Right.
So Danielle Hunter is the leaders amongst everybody whose tib fibs are
functional
intact.
Tib fibs. Yeah. Yes, yeah. No, Hunter was... He was great. He was really good in the second half of that game. It was funny. Once the Cowboys lost a couple of offensive linemen, that's like the defensive line just started eating. It was crazy.
And the big thing is this offensive line for the Titans, the Latham, the rookie left tackle, has been playing well. The right tackle has just been a sieve, and they've been rotating guys through there. I couldn't tell you exactly who's going to start and finish at right tackle. I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, if he plays, are really going to go off on these guys.
Yep. All right, so we got Petrie, Stingley, and Danielle Hunter so far. There can only be 6. My second choice, I'm going to make sure we get this one in on the offensive side of the ball, but once again, Joe Mixon needs to be in the circle of swarm. Big touchdown to start that game. Another 100-yard game. Had 44 yards receiving. That big screen that he caught along the sideline there was another big chunk play to get the Texans in position to score some points. He was named captain recently of this team. So he's been swarmy in the locker room. He's been swarmy on the field. He's swarmy on the bench. He's somebody, too, Seth, that if a play is blocked for an average person to go get 4 yards, Mixon gets 7. You know what I mean? Like, Mixon gets extra yards by destroying human beings. That's the definition of swarm. So I'm putting I'm putting Mixon in again this week.
Yeah, his ability to stay at top speed while he's making cuts on... especially on cutbacks, on the cutback lanes, on zone runs and everything. It's just fun to watch. His vision and his explosiveness and how it all ties together, it's really cool. It's really cool to see him kind of, in so many ways, with Nico Collins out, he was really the only thing keeping the offense alive, is just him making extra plays beyond what's expected.
How do you think they're feeling in Cincinnati when they watch Joe Mixon on TV?
I'm guessing that they're like, yeah, we got other issues other than this.
Yeah, that's true. And scoring has not been one of them. Their offense is very good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, is Joe Mixon really going to change what all of our issues are going to be?
I think they
probably mostly understand why, because of the salary cap and everything, that they had to make that decision perhaps.
Yeah.
And also, as we said in the offseason, the way they were using him in that offense, it didn't suit his skill set the way the Texans do.
Yeah, a lot of gun.
It's not so simple that, he would have been playing just like this in Cincinnati.
All right, your last pick, my friend.
Oh.
For the Circle of Swarm.
Okay, so this is a dicey one. I want to choose between Nico Collins and John Mechie.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a whole lot wrapped up in all of this.
Mm.
Nico only played half the snaps.
Right.
He was robbed of a touchdown by his own teammate.
Yep.
But I think John Mechie, just by arc and trajectory and his entire backstory, and the fact that Troy Aikman tried to make it look like John Mechie wasn't trying hard enough when he missed the block early
in the
game.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like
bogus.
That at all.
Bogus, yeah. Bogus, bro. Bogus. Because John Mechie would have a couple really nice blocks in that game,
yep,
as we've come to expect. So, John Mechie. I'm going with John Mechie.
I'm glad you picked Mechie. He was on my list. Nico was not, only because of what you said. He only played half the snaps. He was good. Having Nico back out there was awesome. I think we put Nico in last week, if I'm not mistaken, just because he was going to be coming back.
Yeah.
I think we did the first ever, hoping this guy comes back healthy Circle of Swarm selection with Nico Collins. I had Mechie on my list, and I think the tiebreaker for me with Mechie and, say, Nico, Mechie actually swarmed on that fake punt. He made a tackle in the game.
Right.
Mechie
did. That's right.
He
swarmed. Good swarmage there.
Yeah,
Knew the scouting report and everything.
Yeah. But
D'Amico showed up. I guess D'Amico had showed a big a reel of John Mechie, a lot of the big hits he made in college.
It was one in particular. Have you never seen this hit?
I had seen it.
It was in a Florida Alabama game, and it was after a turnover.
Yeah.
And I mean, Mechie destroyed this guy. It was crazy.
No, when Mechie got drafted, that one made the rounds again, too. That's had a few phases of going viral.
Has it? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'd not seen it before until this recent stretch. Someone's texting in, and I'll make my pick here in a second. 5-Hour Energy Fan Line, the special teams play on the fake punt. Yes, that's... Oh, I thought they were saying give the whole special teams a swarm nomination because of how they handled the fake punt. We got Mechie in there on that fake punt.
There's no room for unit awards on here.
No, I misread the text. That's on me.
Especially the special teams had weird penalties in that game, like every other penalty that was called in that game.
Yes.
They were weird.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yeah. All right, so now comes the last pick. And it's got to be on the defensive side of the ball. I can't think of any other worthy offensive players in that game. So it comes down to me, Seth, either going with a staple when healthy for the Circle of Swarm, Azeez Alshire, or Tim Settle, who has been, I think, a real revelation this year as a pickup. And in this game, he ruined a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Zach Martin, who shortly after a Tim Settle swim move for a sack, like a vicious sack on Cooper Rush, Zach Martin went out of the game after that. Like, he left injured and he never came back. So I'm going to go with Tim Settle. We got to represent the interior of this offensive lineup.
And with all due respect to Zach Martin, who's just had an incredible career and what have you.
Washed.
Stay in for one more play.
Yeah.
That's you're trying to take the shine away from Tim Settle.
Yeah.
You're like, but I was injured. Yeah. He's earned the right not to, for me not to be skeptical of it. But whenever an offensive lineman comes up limping after he gets destroyed.
Yeah.
There's a tendency in all of them. There's a part of them that wants to be able to blame it on the injury. So I won't say that that's what Zach Martin was doing. But give Tim Settle his props by staying in for one more game, one more play at least.
Settle's made the circle a few times this season. So he's had some. I think he's got 5 sacks on the season right now from the interior.
And he's honestly, I saw him during camp. He was another one that I was kind of. I talked to a couple people about. In the Texans, and I kind of sensed because I saw him the first couple of weeks of camp, and I was like, "Gosh, he looks really good." I didn't expect him to be as athletic as this, and it felt like they were very much just in wait and see mode on him, and it's worked out.
Text message 5.
I thought they were maybe trying to not tip their cap that they liked him as much as they did, in case I started blabbing off about maybe they wanted to try to hide him on the practice squad or something.
Yep. There's people weighing in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line saying Azeez Alshire should be in there. There can only be 6. We warned you guys that this was going to be...
Yeah, you're going to be mad.
Someone's saying Henry Toa-Toa. No, not in this game. Toa-Toa might have gotten kind of semi-benched in this game. Devin White got more snaps.
They played Devin White more, and it might have been as the Cowboys were going more into pass mode, too. They just wanted Devin White's athleticism out there. So, yeah, it's... And D'Amico is very short. When asked about that during the press conference, basically said, "Yeah, we're just what do you say? We're just moving guys around, shuffling guys out,
I may have screwed up. I don't have any problem with Tim Settle. Well, we didn't put Derek Barnett in, and he did score that touchdown.
This is one of the worst things you've ever done.
Do I need to go back, or am I allowed, or is it in ink now?
No, we can't take it away from Tim.
Well, hold on. And I know that this sequence. Okay, I'm going to defend myself on this.
Okay,
I know that this sequence wound up. Actually benefiting the Texans.
Yeah.
But the head slap on the field goal that let the Cowboys keep the ball was somewhat inexcusable.
All right. So let's go back and we'll justify it with yes.
I will rationalize my clear omission
here. This is how most human decisions are made, Sean. We're not even actually thinking about them. You kind of make your decision and then you backfill it in with reasons why you acted that way.
Right.
You know, like, of course. Yeah, that's what I was thinking at the time. So just go ahead.
The Barnett texts are rolling. Now, what about Barnett with like question marks and exclamation points, but like 7 of them afterwards? I've been the last 2 weeks, because last week I had the last pick and I put Kamari Lassiter in, who didn't even play in the next game. You know who I am in the circle of swarm, Seth? I'm the guy who's sitting at third base at the blackjack table who's completely botching taking the last card and screwing it up for the rest of the table. That's who I am.
I can only hope that just Danico Autry uses that as fuel, especially now that he's facing his team, the team that let him go after last year. Wow. A lot of Titans fans were upset about Danico Autry leaving in free agency.
Yeah, some Autry texts are coming in, too. Autry was balling out also. Got to put Barnett in, yeah. Stingley is so good, he's invisible. It's true. You don't see a lot of him because they don't throw at him. Strip sack with a scoop and score? Come on, guys. That's a don't drag Seth that was into a, it. That's me.
That was the swarmiest play. That's the swarmiest play made.
Boy, and Park,
we actually already brought that play up with Jalen Petrie. You know,
yeah.
And also Derek Barnett. There were so many things good on that play because he had the strip sack.
Yeah.
But then he had the fumble recovery, which is great because you're still hustling.
Head slap.
But then the athleticism he showed on that run. I mean, I would have preferred better ball security. Wish you would have tucked the ball away. I mean, he actually, not only was he holding it one-handed, he was holding it in the hand that was on the field side. Like, it was a very, very, very careless. But he also, that gave him the opportunity to kind of hold the ball over the plane as he crossed over into the corner.
It did. No, it was it was a good play. I look, now, and I know we got to get to the injury report here for Mokhtaram, but... And I know this may turn you into a basket case if we do it this way, Seth, but maybe next week I should go first and you should have the last pick. I think
let's do that. I can take the heat.
Yeah, you'll handle that responsibility. I can take the heat. I've not been very good at doing the pick the last couple of weeks. That's all. I'm more worried about people not getting their just due because I've been so bad at making the final selection. Not so bad. I mean, Settle deserves it. Like, Settle's not a bad pick.
Right, to be in there.
But Barnett not being in there is.
Did you have him? Did you not even have Barnett on your rankings?
I didn't, but I was doing my rankings kind of as you and I were talking, and I always think through, but I don't think to the next layer of the depth chart.
Yeah, but I do this. You could blame me too because I think I was kind of anticipating that you would take Derek Barnett. So yeah,
blame me because I was anticipating, and then Sean screwed up in the end and didn't take him.
Well, no, you know, you could blame me too though because honestly. Based on actual performance and impact and everything, Barnett should be in above Mechie too. You know, we're both at fault.
Okay,
there. This is one of our worst.
The group effort. I know. It was the hardest one.
Circle of swarms. Yeah.
Circle of swarm, and we didn't handle it well. We'll do better next time, next Friday. And we are in.
I'd like to have back my other mulligan too. Is the question I asked about Dion to Nick Caserio yesterday?
Oh yeah.
As soon as I started in and on it, I was like, I shouldn't even. I was trying. Yeah, I was just. It popped into my head, and I'm like, oh, this is a waste. Ah, dang it.
Let's get to, coming up next, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt has beef with somebody from ESPN, and we'll get into that. Maybe even it's like a mini petty cast coming up in the next segment. We'll do that next, but first, Seth has the injury report.
Coming up, the injury report from Mokhtaram Injury Lawyers. Yesterday did not participate. Danico Autry and Foley Fadakasi both, and Blake Fisher was still out with his concussion. Azeez Alshire, Will Anderson, and Derek Stingley were all out there and limited. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with Will Anderson, but I'm optimistic those other two guys will definitely play. And then Kamari Lasser, again, full participation as he comes out of the concussion protocol. That is your injury report brought to you by Mokhtaram Injury Lawyers.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.